1 Timothy chapter 2, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, and for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We have a specific instruction to pray for our government and our leaders. And when we do pray, that's something that we always need to keep in mind, that we do need to pray for our government and our leaders. And the direction of our country will have a great effect on whether that we have freedom in the future to preach the gospel and spread God's word. The Bible says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle. I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Now, many times the Bible uses men generically to speak of people, all people. In this particular case, it's not using men generically of all adults. It's using the word men to speak of men. And it is in contrast to verse 9, where we have the subject, I, and the verb, will, supplied. I will in like manner also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefaced and sobriety, with not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but that which becometh women professing godliness with good works. And so we have here again the priority of prayer in the church, priority of public prayer. And then we have the command that men be men of prayer. Now, there's three things that hinder men from being men of prayer. And he addresses those three things. It says that they lift up holy hands. They lift up holy hands. Now, I don't think this is talking about the charismatics who are plugging into God, you know. And that is for sure. The normal place of your hands is at your side. And if you would see the Orthodox Jews, when they pray, they're not praying like this. They lift up their hands. And that's what I believe it's referring to. Not saying that you can't pray that way, but I believe that the real position here is a position of humility and a position of petition, a position of seeking God. And if you think about it, that is a normal position. You know, if someone would come to someone, they would say, "Please, please, please, please." That's a humble position. But the emphasis is not the lifting up of the hands. The emphasis is the lifting up of holy hands. And really, this is one of the reasons that many times men are not leaders in prayer, is because they don't have holy hands to lift up. And I'm sure that is definitely true in this world in which we live, and that everything around this world is aimed at, it seems like aimed at defeating men. Sensuality is everywhere. You know, in reality, a lot of churches, they really couldn't have prayer because the ladies are so immodest, the men wouldn't be able to even think about praying. Most men are fighting their eyes in a typical mega church today because the church is filled with immodesty. But really, the power of prayer comes with holy hands. And that's the great need. Young people are probably a little bit more transparent than adults. But you know, it doesn't take much to look into the eyes of a young person and you can tell they're watching the wrong kind of stuff on the TV. Or they're watching the wrong kind of stuff on the internet. It doesn't take much to see the deadness in their eyes. And do you think that they do much praying? No. Why? Because sin defeats prayer. And even men that want to pray feel defeated in prayer if they are losing the battle with sin. And it's a real battle. Now, those are sins of the flesh. And we'll get to the others in a moment. Well, lifting up holy hands. Prayer meeting is an important meeting. And it's certainly important because it's ordained by God for a time of prayer. But you know, I have found that there's also a parallel between men living for God in a wicked world and prayer meeting. It's really tough for men to live for God in this wicked world from Sunday to Sunday without getting back into the presence of the Lord. And my sad experience has been that many men who I remember specifically different men who got saved when they were unemployed. And because they were unemployed, they were in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night as a brand new believer, and you saw them grow. And then they got a job. And that particular job, they worked on Wednesday night. And now they were out of prayer meeting. And the sad observation is you could just see them going down little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit. Because being in the world between Sunday and Sunday was a huge task. To fight all the sin, fight all the temptations, fight all the sensuality. And so the prerequisite of prayer, or the need of prayer, is holy hands. And it's the very thing that keeps men from praying. And the devil wants to defeat men. And the devil would want men to be defeated, and he would be the accuser of the brethren, and he would just want to remind them of their failures, and he would just want to put them in the hole and say, "Forget it! Just don't even think about fighting. Don't even think about confessing your sin. Just give up." And so it's necessary for men to have holy hands. You know, the power of our prayer is what takes place between Wednesday and Wednesday. And what takes place between Sunday and Wednesday. That's where the power comes. The power of God is both instantaneous and cumulative. The power of God is instantaneous when we confess our sins and look to God for His strength and trust Him. And praise God for that. Don't let the devil defeat you. On the other hand, the power of God is cumulative. And every day we walk with God in victory over the world, there's more power in our prayer. But it's like a balloon. You know? It's like a balloon. Now, Holy Spirit, the word for Spirit is the word breath. But it's like a balloon. You blow on that balloon and you blow and you blow and you blow. And you get a lot of air in that balloon. But one prick will bust the balloon. Break the balloon. Sorry, Heather. Break the balloon. And that's what sin does to the power of our prayer life. It diminishes it quickly. And we can sense it. We can feel it. We know we lost it. So there's this great battle to have power in prayer. And we need to do everything we can to make sure we have power with God. And you know, if whoever you are, this relates to you and I. If you are a Christian, you're a junior higher and you're a Christian, you ought to know what I'm talking about. You ought to be having this experience in your Christian life. You ought to know what I'm talking about. You don't have to be an adult to walk with God. And you know what power with God is. And so, lifting up holy hands. I guess we aren't going to go much further than that. And it says, and without wrath. This is, these are sins of the Spirit. These are sins of the Spirit that hinder us from prayer, hinder us from answered prayer. And this is important. And then it says, faith. We need to have faith when we pray. Now, faith is related to the first two, but faith is also related to God and to the Word of God and believing God, trusting God. You know, faith has to do with trusting God for the impossible. You know, faith has to do with going forward. This doesn't, sometimes faith is just treading water. But God wants us to do more than tread water. And the issue is, as we go to prayer, what are we trying to accomplish in prayer? Are we seeking to defeat the devil? Are we seeking to rise to spiritual heights? These are important aspects of prayer. And the kind of prayer. You could just say just a simple truth, you know. If a person is caught up in life, one of the things that happens when they get caught up in life, they're not seeking to accomplish anything for God. They're not seeking to accomplish spiritual things for God. And, men can get caught up in life, can't they? Because we have a lot of responsibility to take care of those around us. We can get caught up in it and never seek to accomplish anything. These are important truths. Let's pray. Father, we pray now you'd bless as we think about what we are supposed to be for God. And even as we bow our heads, Lord, help us to look at our life and see the sin that is seeking to defeat us and keep us from having holy hands and to make our prayer ineffective. And Lord, might we get a spiritual vision of our life, and might we confess that sin, and might we turn from it, and might we recognize our responsibility to be holy men so that we can be men of prayer. And now, Lord, work as we pray tonight. Might you be glorified. Might, Lord, something happen because the church is praying. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.